USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden and the First Lady yesterday touring the area of Colorado devastated by the Marshall Fire last week. It sparked on December 30th. It's burned more than 6,000 acres, destroying over 1,100 structures across Superior, Louisville, and unincorporated Boulder counties. It did that in less than 24 hours. President Biden saying drought conditions that are caused by climate change are what helped fuel the fire, and that can't be ignored.
We can't ignore the reality that these fires are being supercharged. They're being supercharged by change in the weather.
Weather in the news in Washington State, where a 72-year-old man is presumed dead after going missing yesterday morning after trying to move his car to higher ground. Authorities believe he may have been swept away by floodwaters. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A disappointing jobs report for December released yesterday morning, but President Biden is still calling this a historic moment in the nation's economic recovery. Now, the jobless rate in December was down from 4.2% in November to 3.9%, but the economy added just 199,000 new jobs last month, which is well below the analysts' expectations of around 420,000 new jobs. Biden, though, touting job growth during his first year in office when looked at overall.
We have added 6.4 million new jobs since January of last year.
This year's Golden Globe, scheduled for tomorrow evening, normally is actually going to be a private event with no spectators and no direct media coverage. In fact, there's not even going to be a live stream. Instead, the winners are going to be announced on social media and on the association's website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A former White House chief of staff wants the United States Supreme Court to consider former President Trump's lawsuit, as Mark Meadows' lawyer filed a brief on Friday asking for the high court to hear Trump's attempt to block the committee that's investigating the January Capitol riot from accessing White House records. Meadows' lawyer argues that a, quote, prompt answer is important because the ruling will guide the parties in all of the related disputes ahead. A rule in Trump's favor would impact Meadows, who is facing a potential criminal charge for not participating in the committee's investigation. Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz is backtracking on calling the Capitol rioters terrorists, as on Fox News, the Texas Republican called the January 6th riot a terrorist attack, but he was quickly chastised by many conservatives, including commentator Tucker Carlson. Now Cruz says he was only referring to those rioters who assaulted Capitol Police and that his comment was, in his words, dumb. And Sidney Poitier, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, is covered with flowers. The legendary actor died Thursday at 94. Poitier was a revered figure in the film industry and broke barriers as he was the first black person to win an Oscar for a leading role. Whoopi Goldberg and President Biden among those paying tribute to him on social media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.